KO4HKX. Monitoring.
This is David, KF4NXY.
David, how are you doing this day?
Pretty good, sitting here watching the morning news and drinking some coffee.
They learning you anything on that morning news?
It was bad news like it is every day, but I mostly watch it to find out what the weather's going to be like.
The news is so long, I couldn't tell you what's on it anymore.
The local news isn't too bad about having a slant to it like the national news is, so don't mind watching it to see what the weather's going to be like during the day. What's our agenda for today?
I got to run my son to Hendersonville this morning, and then I got a doctor's appointment, and then I'll come back and try to help Steve get his DMR radio programmed.
Yeah, those DMRs, loads of fun. I got my wife to set mine up. She's pretty handy with computers and stuff like that, and I've enjoyed listening to there's a group out of Texas that got their own little channel, and I like listening to them. They got a distinctive accent out there in Texas.
Used to live out in Texas for a little while when I was younger. My parents moved out there, so I know what you mean.
There might be a few more people out there this morning. Maybe they'll come on in now that me and you done got it going a little bit. I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee. You have a good day. Be careful on the road, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.
Thanks for coming back to me this morning, and you have a good day, and stay safe out there if you move and go anywhere. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
4CEM mobile.
4HKX, good morning, Andrew.
You hanging out at the house this morning?
Well, I got to get up and get ready here in a little bit, and I got to take the son to Hendersonville, and then I got a doctor's appointment I got to go to, so got a few things to do this morning.
A lazy Friday.
A lazy Friday today.
Would have got out of bed this morning. I was ready to sleep in myself.
Forward to sleeping in a little bit, but woke up anyway.
Good morning. Getting old real nice.
That it is, but I don't think I'll change it. Anything exciting planned for today at work?
I think I'll be working late today, so I'll be there till 5:35, 5:40, 6 o'clock. And other than that, that's it. Just get through the day and enjoy the weekend.
Maybe nothing drastic will happen and it'll go smooth today and quick. Got any plans for the weekend?
No, we're going to go to my mom's house. And she's making lasagna for my nephew. So we're all going to partake in the birthday lasagna, so I'm okay with that. Sounds like a good meal. But other than that's pretty much it. Just get on the radio and play a little bit if it's good conditions for it, but we'll see.
What's the weather supposed to be like this weekend? I hadn't even looked.
Look, neither. You got any plans?
I'm going to try to get the coax and all pulled through that pipe I buried last weekend for my ham station. That way it's all underground and I can get the grass mowed.
Nice, especially now.
Weather up. It's supposed to be nice this weekend. It's supposed to be up to 80 degrees down there today.
From 40 to 49, 50 degrees, all the way up to 80 degrees. I net last night, didn't I? I never heard anything. I left the radio on 144-200 all night after I got done with trying FT8 for a while, and I never heard anything.
I mean, listen, I'm busy doing other things. I didn't get home till, what was it? It's probably after 8:30. And then I still got to do the closeout for the business day and all that. So I was lucky to make it to the net by 9 o'clock to listen to it.
Yesterday, every so often I'd send out, you know, 4 or 5 CQ calls on the FT8. On, I think it's 144.174. So I'd do that for a little while. Then I'd check the map, see if anybody heard me. And I'd eat supper, and then when I came back, I had somebody that had called me twice. So I replied to them, and I didn't get anything. So then I go running outside with the compass, trying to point the antenna in their direction, and tried it again, but I never could get anything back from them.
You're not on when they're on, you're not going to make contact. If you can't make the trip, you're not going to make contact. There's a lot goes into it.
About that, and I looked the guy's QRZ page up. You know, his antenna's like 100 and something feet up and everything else. And here I am with mine 20 feet up. But, you know, made half a contact. I at least heard, he heard me. And I heard him, but other than that, I didn't finish it.
Reason to go back and try again.
It'll be about the thing that'll give you the most distance, because it's such a weak signal mode.
Is anybody else doing it at the same time?
Not a whole lot. I did see that same station that I had made contact with in, what was it, Alabama? He was on last night because I saw him on the map, so he was, you know, I wonder if people just tend to get on in the evening, send out a couple beacons for a little bit, and if they don't hear anything, then they log back off.
Doing the same thing you're doing, just getting on there and trying it, seeing if anybody's there, and you never know. And there may not be many people doing the digital part of it. They may only be doing the voice.
Voices yet. And I know 200 is the calling frequency, but I don't know if there's other frequencies that people tend to flock around besides that one.
Don't know what to tell you. I've showed you what little I've been able to track down on it.
Groups on Facebook, the smaller one actually seems slightly more active, but not by a whole lot. That one that you were telling me about, it's kind of hit or miss. I haven't seen much on it. And some of the nets that they have listed on some of the posts are like 2020 and 2019. So I don't know if they even still do them.
You ever hear Jerry on here? He's a good one. He's the one I get a lot of information from.
I'll find out. I wonder if, I know Steve said he put up a new antenna. I wonder if he put it vertical or horizontal.
Tell you. Really don't know on that one. I knew he was working on something, but I don't know what he put up or how he did it.
Track down a rotator.
Find you one.
Running outside and manually rotating the antenna.
Still old. But then you got another cable you got to run. At least one more, maybe two.
What I'm curious about is there's got to be better ways to find their direction than what I'm using. Because I have to look up the website. So I have a website that I was using. I don't know if I sent you a link to it, but you pick two points on the map and it'll tell you true direction, not based on magnetic north, you know, based on true north. And, so I go outside and set it with the magnetic compass, and then I have to adjust for the offset. And I don't know. There's got to be a better way to do it. That's a lot quicker than that.
So what to tell you on that one? I know with my system right now, I just push the button and spin it till I get the best receive signal and then go from there.
There's got to be programs or something out there where you can just, you know, put in your location and then either put in a call sign or a grid square, and it'll give you the exact heading you need to be at for that contact.
Because you're using everybody's zip code to get their grid square, so you're going to get kind of vague coordinates.
I know QRZ will give heading, but I don't know if, I guess it's from your location. Like if you look up my call sign on QRZ and you go to the info tab, not the profile, but where it actually gives like my status as far as what class I am, when I was licensed, and it gives you my location. I think it also gives a heading, and I think that heading is based on True North, but I really don't know. It's like my heading to roughly your direction is like, what was it now? 200-something, if I remember off the top of my head. I can't remember now, but anyway, I think it gives it, but I don't know. It's just kind of, there's got to be a program out there to do it.
Somebody's come up with something, but if you're using my QRZ page, it's not going to help you find me at all, because it's got my P.O. box address, not my physical address.
Doesn't help. Although, if your P.O. box is in Penrose, it probably gets you close.
For HKX, I'm sure that's all you really need anyway, is close. You ain't got to be exact, because you're in that cone that the antenna's putting out, so you're going to be, as long as you're close, that's all you really need.
I think too, KO4CEN. Yeah, now I just need a way to plug in a call sign and it'll show you what direction to point. I think that'll be the way to go.
There's software out there for that, but I don't know what it is right yet. Let's see if I can't find it.
I've got Ham Radio Deluxe. I ain't got a clue how to use it, so maybe I need to figure that one out. That might give me what I'm looking for, and maybe it'll show direction. I don't really know. I'll dig into it a little bit this weekend and see, but I'm sure there's simpler things. I mean, I know the one I use is fairly simple right now, but I have to click on the map twice, so I got to find myself and then click on the direction that I'm trying to angle towards before it'll give me the heading.
Must have pulled into the parking lot.
I just passed 290.
It got pretty rough through there, but still readable, but a lot more noise on it than what it normally is.
And I was going up under that bridge, but it shouldn't have been too long.
But yeah, I don't know what to tell you on that. We'll have to do some research on it and see what we can find.
Not this weekend, because I'm sure there's something. I mean, people have been doing it forever. I'm sure somebody's wrote something.
Tech Prepper I told you about, he's working on some software to do all that. And all he's doing is combining what's already out there, so you might be able to look into him and see what he's combining into his MCOM tools is what he calls it, and see what that he's using and use it for now.
Look him up.
Wonder how Ken's doing this morning.
I didn't hear from him today.
Hurting too bad, just couldn't talk.
Imagine. I know it'd definitely be rough.
Sure it is. And having to learn to talk again after you have all your teeth pulled up there.
It's crazy how much you use different things that you don't realize. And, you know, it's like thumbs and, you know, your teeth play part of your talking and the way you say things. And I don't know, it's just kind of weird. And then when something changes, you got to relearn everything.
That relearning part is what gets me.
I know that too well. Got the quote from the diesel mechanic today. How much it's going to cost me?
If you're sitting down is all I'll tell you.
How many hours does it normally take to replace all the fuel injectors?
What the book paid, but it's a good, it's most of the day.
Good to hear. He only charges $75 an hour.
And if he knows what he's doing, that's a real good deal.
He said he was going to get with his guys that do the fuel injection stuff and ask them. I guess they'll tell him, you know, how many hours it'll take them and all that. And I guess he's got to track down some fuel injectors and see how much. And she's supposed to find out if he's going to try to find some new ones or just do rebuilds.
Get with him and recommend what you want. As long as it's a company he's used to dealing with. See, that's the thing, man. Everybody thinks, oh, you can just slam something in. And this is one of the reasons I got out of doing it. Because just like I was telling you the other day, people want you to stand behind whatever they bring in to put in. Well, then that company doesn't deal with you and you don't get any help. And you're out. Then you're stuck holding the bag for those injectors and that in repair, and as a company, you can't afford to do that. It's not profitable for you at that point, so is the job really worth it? But at the same time, you want, as a business, you want to give the customer your best foot forward and be profitable, so you're hung in a real tough place there.
Even before about, you know, buying stuff, I think when I was looking for my, the whole starter cable assembly, and I thought I'd found some, and he's like, well, if you buy it, that's fine. He says, you know, I just can't warranty it. He said, where if I buy it through somewhere, it'll be warrantied. He said, but I can't warranty the parts that you buy. So generally, I just let him buy everything that he can get his hands on, and usually it works out better for me. So, like I said, we'll see. I mean, hopefully going through him at least saved me the core charge and having to go back through shipping everything and whatnot. And I don't know if he has to pay that or, you know, whether he just flips it back over or what. That's what I don't know. But everywhere I saw, if I ordered it, I had to pay the core charge up front. And, man, it was like $700-800.
Yeah, and he shouldn't charge you the core charge because the cores aren't leaving his possession, so he's got them. And this is why I recommend going with Ford on that with the injectors, and you might want to talk to him because if there is a problem, then you take it back to Ford to have it fixed. They will stand behind their product if somebody else put it in. As long as you got the receipt and the paperwork for it, all documented like you're supposed to, they will take care of it.
OEM injectors in it, you're saying Ford will stand behind them?
Yes, sir, anywhere in the nation, as long as you got your paperwork and all your documentation that you need.
That's interesting. I'll text my wife here in a second, make sure she asks that question.
That's why I highly recommend and motivate people to use OE parts. Aftermarket parts just don't work like they're supposed to, for one. And then when they don't want to stand behind their warranty either like they're supposed to, or they say they will. Just dealt with all of this from all sides, and it's just typically not good.
Will it be the same, or does it have to be new for them to do that?
Ford will honor the same warranty on either one, because theirs are remanned, but it's remanned to their specifications. It's not like getting them from, you know, anywhere else you're going to pick. Ford has a stringent specification that they have to meet, and they're all flow tested and all that for them, and then you get a match flow on them. They got a window on the flow rate they've got to be in and the tolerances. So you just get a more robust product.
Definitely have the wife ask that question today whenever he calls. So see from there. I don't think I'm going to save any money doing it that way. The oil didn't look too bad, so I mean that's the plus side of it. It was only $60-something for the 4 gallon. And I just had to buy the oil filter, that way you can put on the standard oil filter and everything.
KO4HKX. And Walmart used to typically be the best place to get the oil filter, but who knows now.
So I'll probably end up buying everything on Amazon and getting them to ship it to the house.
About the only place you can find anything anymore, as much as I hate it.
Because you got so many distributors under that one website, I think.
That's what it is, but I mean, I just hate making these big corporations richer than they already are some days.
Well, I think it's about that time, so I'm going to get my crap and head on in the plant and get through this day so I can start the weekend. So, 7-3 to you, Patrick. Have fun at the doctor's office and be safe this morning whenever you're out driving to Hendersonville. So, other than that, hopefully we'll holler at you either sometime this weekend or maybe next week. Maybe we'll try some single side band this weekend. Anyway, KO4CS, and I'll be clear and fine.
Please, Andrew. I hope everything goes smooth for you and have a great day. And I will keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.